Foreign, Madam and the White Yogi, a verse novel by Chris Mooney Singh, episode 34. Daily rain came down and down. There wasn't respite in her hut. She closed school. The road to town, now bog hole hell, was also shut. She watched the village kids at times cavorting in the ploughfield muck. For them, all was jolly times, holidays since lightning struck. Monsoon wets came sharp and short, and next oppressive sweats of heat. She'd cool off and then was caught like a fly upon her sticky seat. She played with Yudi to wait it out, but lost her appetite for food. She'd break her meditation drought. Visions watched the storm clouds brood. Looking is a portal, travelling back. 20 years, 20 miles south of Paris. Auvers-sur-Oise, deckchair fishermen casting lines, lazy willows casting shadows, farther farmland. Cider apple orchards, cherry trees, nipple-laden, crisscross of hawthorn hedges, white flowers like spicules of hoarfrost, their stale sweet trimethyline of sex. Poppies, straw hats, women across a field, Van Gogh country, wheat fields with crows, the flaming yellow sea, French practice days, a picnic lover, baguette, cheese, wine, ass down on earth, head up under heaven, so hot it's cold. Looking is a portal, the black biting, the swollen groins, pus, volcanoes under armpits, the fingers, the rotting toes, black noses falling off, gangrena stink, necrosis trail into the forest, clean beech bark, unsullied columbines, blue jay songs, plump quail, wise woman of the woods, Grandma Mimi? Whose face? Nursing the nearly dead, herbs, air, sunlight, until they march, town shouters, black habit bearing the cross, rope the necromancer, drag her, feet first, hands behind back, plague bitch, spell thrower, beware the witch eye, save the village, throw her in the river Oise. Squirrel, horned owl, red deer, blink, move on. Looking is a portal, the day, the night, the faces, flying between, the past, the future, legs, bodies, as if passing through a glass walkway, old stone to modern extension, slipping between a lotus goddess to Detroit girl in snow, from Dertiger on Tiger to Buick baby seat, flashbacks, flash forwards, old stirrings, ride along, nothing jejun about this journey. Her return to, her repeating of, using the time machine, the hyper-reality of now. She has tasted the hallucinogens of fever. Is she the weak, thatched hut of the flesh, or a transporter of private thoughts, impressions, transparent ghosts? Madam, madam, are you all right, madam? Reliable man has come with a kilo of milk, while she sat there, upright on the bed. How long had she been sitting with closed eyes? The monsoon played its kettle drum tattoo, and Yudi whimpered. Atul gave him the cream and poured her water from the sideboard jug. Drink, madam, you must keep drinking it. She blinked with daylight. The storm had broken. Birds were fluttering, stealing thatch. Atul! He'd migrated from the chair to her bed end. Your mother will be worried. No, madam. She knows that you are sick. Pass me the water, will you? As he jumped down, Yudi jumped up, then sank his butt, wetting the concrete floor. Atul passed her a tumbler and let him out, then squatted to sluice away the puppy puddle, with half a bucket brooming the yellow runoff out the door. "You're a darling," Margot said. She was glad for the boy, but wished Yogi was here. Thanks to Little Man, Margot didn't starve after her inner vigil, days of meditation. He bought sabzi roti, packed by neighbourly women, vegetable and chapati, spiced over hot plate fires from the rainbow tray of powders, always with turmeric, haldi, adding its yellow bias, the Indian cure-all, antibacterial, ginger, cousin, along with mirch, chili, that heart tickler. Atul was courier for the Billions of Women Network, local unsung chapter, rolling dough into action. Her sickness brought acceptance. You've been listening to Foreign Madam and the White Yogi, a verse novel by Chris Mooney Singh. Join me next week for another episode.